It all began in Belfast, Ireland, at the Harlan and Wolff shipyard. 3,000 men would work 16-hour days, 6 days a week, for more than 2 years. They were building a monster, the largest moving man-made object ever. This monster was a ship. It was a delight for the men building her, but some found the ship's size alarming, as it could have been seen for miles away, eclipsing the town and the people that lived there. The fate of this ship, even today, 100 years later, still fascinates the world. Her name is Titanic, and these are her untold stories. Today, in the final part of Titanic's untold stories, we go down to the ship on the 100th anniversary of her sinking, to the very day, with world-renowned shipwreck diver John Chatterton, who believes that large ocean liners are not the same as they were 100 years ago.
Today we look at passenger liners in a completely different way. It's vacation, it's fun, you know, the fun ships, and, you know, even when there's a tragedy like we had recently, the people on those ships are different. Titanic was transportation. Transportation was essential. These people weren't on vacation. The way they perceived Titanic was much different than we look at ships today.
Today, 100 years to the very moment that Titanic last saw the light of day, we view her in a much different light.
The ship is in 2.5 miles of water, 12,500 feet of water, roughly. It is extremely difficult to get real information from the wreck site in the deep ocean.
2.5 miles straight down into the dark ocean that claimed the lives of over 1,000 people. It's not an easy journey for many reasons.
Descent in the rear submersibles was roughly 2.5 hours. From the time you leave the surface until you see the wreck, you know, that's a significant amount of time to think about what you're doing, where you're going.
The time John spent on his journey to Titanic was not only an emotional one, but it's also a journey that can seem to last for a lifetime.
You're spending 2.5 hours on your descent. You're spending another 2.5 hours on your ascent. That's 5 hours right there. You have roughly about 11 hours of power. So the thing is, you're on the bottom between 5 and 6 hours.
During this time, divers have plenty of time to think, what if?
If I were there, how would I have responded to the threat? Would I have been one of the survivors, or would I have gone down with the ship? Would I have taken a seat in one of the lifeboats?
Most people ask themselves this very question, but most people, 100 years later, cannot fathom what it must have been like that night in the dark ocean.
You look at the stern area of the wreckage, and you can see how violent the collision was where the wreck hit the bottom.
In Titanic's case, maybe some things are best left forgotten.
We don't have all of the evidence that we'd like to have. We don't have all the answers that we'd like to have.
One thing is clear, Titanic will not last forever.
Shipwrecks age just like we do, and one day the wreck of Titanic will be gone. But, you know, the story of Titanic will undoubtedly survive.
Some say that it is best to bring up what little we can from the wreck so that we can save as much from that night as we can. John, respectfully, disagrees.
I don't think that artifacts are the important thing when it comes to Titanic. I think the important thing is the idea of what Titanic means to us, what Titanic meant to the people of the period.
If pieces from the ship are not important, what is?
The most important thing for people to draw from the story of Titanic is the human drama, the struggle to survive.
And now that the Titanic has been gone for 100 years, what does the future hold for the ship?
After the 100-year anniversary, I think Titanic is going to be as popular as it is today. They'll probably be celebrating the 200-year anniversary, but probably without you and I.
So why is the Titanic still in our minds? Why is the world still fascinated by this ship?
We have so many different questions that we literally will never know the answer to. Titanic is still something of a mystery. That's the thing that people really love about Titanic, is that there's almost no end to it.
Titanic still has untold stories to tell, but unfortunately, we will never know them. Maybe we were never meant to know them. Maybe we were never meant to know some of her secrets. But one thing is clear. 100 years after her sinking, Titanic is still in the minds and the hearts of people all over the world. Who knows what the next 100 years has to hold for Titanic, and for that matter, any of us. But one thing is clear. The stories from Titanic will live on forever. I'm Alan Bailey. Thank you for joining me on Titanic's Untold Stories on audio8ball.com.